Hi and good day to you. I want to share a leadership principle with you that has radically positively influenced my own life. And that is something that Stephen Covey wrote a couple of years ago when he said, for a new level of impact, you need a new level of preparation. I've grown a habit in my life on a daily basis to have a moment of preparation for my day. For me, it is the first cup of coffee. And as I wake up in the morning and I sit with my first cup of coffee, I would sit down, think about the day, and prepare for that day. And I want to share with you how I do that preparation, specifically in this year. So this is a little bit of a personal testimony, but also an invitation from God's Word out of the Scriptures. He gives us a grit that can facilitate us with quality questions for your particular day. The same principle is relevant to a seven-day cycle, where at the beginning of each week, I would take a little longer time and do the same for that week. And maybe the one that has had the most radical influence in my life is at the beginning of every 3 months in my life, of every term or every season, I would take a whole day and just set the day aside to sit with my King, to sit with my Lord and say, Father, what is it that you see as a priority for me in the next season? And also, Lord, what are the focuses that I need to give my attention to? So for us as a movement, this is a year of hope. We believe that we are hope carriers. It will be our theme for this year. And I want to take you to Isaiah chapter 9 in verse 6, where it gives us a grit that could facilitate you to really spend quality time with God, to behold the glory of your God, and then to allow that glory to be released through your life. Isaiah 9 verse 6 says the following. It says, for unto us a child is born, but a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulder. And his name, his reputation will be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. Would you allow me to take you through every one of these elements and just share with you the question and the prayer that arises out of each one of them? You can elaborate on this probably for an hour, or you can put it in a very concise grid that could facilitate 5 minutes with my first cup of coffee every single day. And it gives me quality questions for that day that's coming, for the week that's coming, and for the season that is coming. So as a hope carrier, I understand that the hope of God, He is the God of hope. According to Romans chapter 15, Paul says that the God of hope wants to fill me so that I can also become a hope carrier. As a hope carrier, I understand that God wants to bring positive influence through me to my world, to the people around me, and to how society functions. So let me take you to the first focus in that scripture. For me, it is the statement, the government will be on his shoulder. Well, let me tell you, unfortunately, many leaders end up in a place where we begin to think too much of ourselves, where we think that we control things and it's our gifting and our capacity that make things happen. I think the best place for a godly leader is to bow your knee, to bring your capacity, to bring your authority that you do have, to bring the influence that you do have, and surrender it to God, and literally to declare every day, Lord, the governance is on your shoulder. You are God, and I am not. I am a steward. I respond to your leadership. Do you know that Jesus did exactly the same? He went as far as to say the following, that without my Father, I can do nothing. We see the same as he's speaking to his disciples. He challenges us that we come to that place of surrender. But let me tell you, although I am fragile and I'm finite, my life can end today or tomorrow. Although that is a reality, as I surrender to His Lordship, the governance is on His shoulder, everything of the influence that I do have surrenders to Him. Although that is true, I also understand that He pulled me up into His authority and His leadership. And it is true that God wants us to understand that we are seated with Him in heavenly places. He delegated authority and power and capacity to me. And that means that I'm not a pathetic leader, but I really understand what it means to have received His authority. And that's the way as a steward that I work with people around me. So here's a question and here's a prayer for every single day of my life. Lord, how can I use the influence that I do have to truly glorify You, to glorify Your name? Whether I eat, drink, or sleep, whatever I do, may it be to the glory of God. The second prayer and the second focus in Isaiah 9 verse 6 is, to us a child is born, Jesus was born as a natural human being, but to us a son was given. He became the sole expression of the glory of God. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ in the human soul that enlightens everything within me, to be able to know God and to discover myself in the revelation of who Jesus is. In one or two sentences, I've just given you the good news. The whole New Testament, the New Covenant, is encaptured in this thought that God revealed Himself to us and that we discover our own calling and identity in the revelation of Jesus Christ. So I believe that every single day we need to ask this question: what about Jesus do I need to behold today? What about Jesus Christ do I need to meditate on today? My daily thoughts, my daily meditation, if it is focused on the revelation of Christ, it will release life-giving energy in my own soul. And as a spiritual leader, as a kingdom leader living in the kingdom of God, I know that He wants to bring the revelation of Jesus Christ through me to the people around me. That is what a hope carrier does. We don't just bring the authority of God to our world. We also bring the revelation of the life giver Himself. Because in Him is the life, and that life is the light that humanity needs. So my daily prayer now is, number one, Lord, reign in my life, and may I glorify You today. But the second one is, Father, help me. What about Your Son, Jesus Christ, do You want me to see, to meditate on, to behold, to allow it to imprint on my soul and on my spirit what You want me to experience in the knowledge of Jesus Christ? Then I used to sing this song when I was a small child in the church that we were. And the song said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and His name will be called Wonderful. Now, in many translations, Wonderful is connected to Counselor, but for today, may I separate them, and may I tell you that to live with a sense of wonder is the biggest privilege. It's actually the biggest skill that we need to learn on this planet, is to find something that we can celebrate. God is wonderful, and He created us wonderfully, and He put us in a place of wonder. But still, sometimes we end up just rushing through life and we don't see and we don't celebrate the beauty of what God has done on this planet, the beauty of what He's done in you, and the beauty of every day. Now, let me tell you, you can wake up in the morning and have your first cup of coffee and just sip it down and dive into the traffic and get to work, or you can pause for a minute, and while you have your coffee. Well, by the way, make it good coffee, please. As I celebrate a good cup of coffee, I can celebrate my day. I can celebrate my life. It's the practice of gratitude that Paul writes about to the church in Thessalonians chapter 5. He says, let's learn, let's teach your soul, teach your mind to find something that you are grateful for in everything. I know sometimes I'm not grateful for everything, but if you find something to be grateful for in everything, you live with a sense of wonder. So that's my prayer every single day. Lord, show me the beauty that I must see today and the beauty that I must celebrate today. Then Isaiah 9 verse 6 continues and it talks about a counselor. Well, my experience with my own mind and with the minds of people around me is that we have this independent thing in us. We want to do it our own way. We want people to leave us. We want freedom. I want to decide for myself. I actually believe that maturity helps you to grow higher than just being independent. Even though I know as a leader I can make good decisions, I know that I have capacity and I have strength to grow to that mature place where you become interdependent, where you actually seek godly counsel. As the author in Proverbs said, do not lean on your own understanding. I've got my own understanding. I have perspective, but don't lean on it. Go and seek godly counsel. It's such a powerful place to be if you are constantly seeking for godly wisdom. I believe that God, the Holy Spirit, is the agent of the wisdom of God. He's the one who reveals. How does he do it? For me, practically, I see godly wisdom in the scriptures. As I read and study the Bible, I discover the wisdom of God. But I've also seen that he will use other people around me, and the influence of other God followers in my own decision-making has lifted the levels of wisdom. And I'm at a place now where I actually say, Father, today I want to make decisions that have godly counsel in them. Will you lead me to really discover your heart and your mind for the big decisions of my day? Now, let me tell you, if you pray for more wisdom, you will need a little bit less of the next one, because he's also a mighty God. He's a miracle worker, you know, and I've very, very often encountered situations where I needed God to do a miracle. Sometimes I needed a miracle because I did not have enough wisdom. But let me tell you, every single day we'll have a mountain or two that has to move that you cannot move on your own. And I thank God for his wisdom, but every day in my life, with my first cup of coffee, it's a part of my daily prayer. Father, these are the mountains today that I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you said, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you, John, will speak to that mountain and that mountain will be removed. So I want to remind you that the authority of God is in our lives. But I do trust as a hope carrier that miracles will be a part of my daily existence. Small miracles, things that I couldn't do that I see my Father doing because I said these words, Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. I'm an agent of the kingdom of God. The King is in me, but it is you and I who are praying that the hand of God would move. So that's my daily prayer. Father, thank you that I can trust you, that your hand will move mountains in my world today. The mighty God is also an everlasting Father. And everything about the Father in the scriptures and in my own experience is relationship, 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 relationship. The Father calls us to relationship. But I've also discovered, especially for us, Doxodeo, last year, when we spoke about love and the new commandment, where the Father said, as I loved you, you know, now go and love other people. We've discovered that the love of the Father, listen to this, is experienced and expressed in our natural relationships. I love this metaphor, if I can show it to you, where I believe, like a tree trunk, my relationship with God is the anchor of my humanity. And it is out of that relationship that I experience and express my relationship with myself, my identity, my thoughts. Everything that I think and say about myself is influenced by the fact that I'm anchored in Him. He is in me and I am in Him. If I think about marriage, the idea that God created marriage and it is experienced, the love of a couple who really give themselves to one another is the experience, but also the place where we express the Father. The same with my parenthood and then the relationships at work and so on and so on. I believe it is the biggest discovery that every relationship, every day is an opportunity to experience the Father and to express the Father. So that's my daily prayer. Father, what about you do I need to take to every relationship of today? Now we are at the second last element of that grid, and he will be known as the Prince of Peace. Ever since 2020 has ripped the world apart, and the years after that, we definitely have seen that emotional wellness, soul care has become such a topic around the planet. So many people are battling with anxiety and elements where they lost their peace. And He's the Prince of Peace. Every single day, you and I need to plug into the promise of Jesus. He said the following words. He said, I give you my peace, a peace that the world cannot give you. And then He said, don't be afraid. So whether it's frustration that's stealing your peace, or maybe your past, maybe the hurt of people, how they treat you, maybe just negative thoughts or maybe bad experiences, whatever the case may be, even fear, every single day, with my first cup of coffee, I would say, Prince of Peace, where in this day do you want me to access your shalom, your wholeness for my soul? And where do I need to facilitate wholeness in the lives of people around me? The last thought in Isaiah 9 verse 6 is very challenging but very powerful. It says, of the increase of His government and of peace, there will be no end. As a carrier of hope, as a person of influence, I want to remind you, please listen to this. You do not choose whether you influence people. You actually just choose the quality of the influence. That's the only decision, the only choice. Every person on this planet has an influence on the planet and on people. What is the quality of that influence? And this last prayer of every day is, Father, show me where do I need to increase your influence today? Where do I need to increase? What is the increase? What is the next step, the growth, the development, the new frontiers that you want me to address and to achieve on behalf of your kingdom? What is it about the kingdom of God today that you want me to increase and grow? And also, where is it the shalom, the wholeness of God that I need to go and facilitate in my world? Well, let me end with a very short summary. I've told you that we can elaborate on this for longer than an hour, or it can just be the content of 5 minutes in the morning. And I've been doing it from the 1st of January this year. I will continue to do it. And I want to encourage you to maybe use this grid, not just for you personally, but maybe for your family. How about you take your family and have them pray this? Everyone pray one of the items. Go back to your leadership team or the people that you are a team that you're a part of. And here we go, Isaiah 9 verse 6. When you do it in a minute or two, it says, number one, Lord, come and reign in me. The government is on your shoulder. Lord, come and reign in my day. Number two, reveal Jesus Christ to me today. Show me where I must focus and meditate on today. Number three, thank you for the wonder of life. Thank you that you are a wonderful God and help me to see the beauty in today. Thank you, Lord, that you are my counselor. The decisions that I make today, saturate them with godly wisdom. Thank you, mighty God, that I can trust you for miracles, that you will move mountains in my world. Thank you, everlasting Father, for the relationships that I can engage in today, and help me to know what of your fatherhood do I need to take to every relationship. Thank you, Prince of Peace, that you take care of my soul and that you help me to live in a state of shalom and rest. And lastly, thank you, Lord, that there will be increase of your government and of peace in my world today. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. The best thing that I think you can do with this content is to just take a couple of minutes, take a notebook, and jot down the highlights and maybe one or two action steps. But probably on top of that, I want to remind you that you learn much more when you share it with others than you have by just listening to it. I want to challenge you to find somebody that you can share your own experience and maybe share some of the content. And may that release a new level, not just of understanding, but also of impact in your life.